April 11th, Hong Kong, Gertie.
Yesterday? First of all, my heartily blessed, heartily obeisance in the lotus feet of my Guru Parpadma Nitya Lila Parvishwam Vishnu Parsismat Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And again, millions of my Dandot Pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Parvishwam Vishnu Parsismat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have discussed Dhruva Charitra, Puranjan Upakhyan, and Kapil Devhuti Sambad also. In all Charitra, it has been told, if a man want to be happy, he should do bhajan of Krishna, chant Hari name. This is bhakti yoga. But it is very rare to have darshan of any high class of devotee by which you can hear and then you will select your Gurudev, Diksha, Siksha, and then Vishambhain Gurau Seva. By his service, we can have bhakti. The bhakti of Dhruv was not pure. It is called Sakam Bhakti. That is, he has some desire, though he accepted Bhakti Yoga, but by that he desired something worldly. So we cannot follow him. And by Puranjan Upakhyan you saw that worldly sense gratification can give happy to anyone. One day they will have to be old and give up this body, especially at the time of death, to whom you will remember will have to come in that form. If you remember your wife, then you will be lady. And if ladies at the time of death, they can remember any man, oh, there will be man. If anyone remember his dogs, then he must be dog. So don't keep dog. Now,
Okay. 那么昨天我们讨论哈，杜尔大军，还有呢是，Purinjan这个故事，以及呢，Gopitan Udi Sampa哈，其中一些篇章了。那么在所有这些故事里面呢，都讲到了，如果一个人想要真正的快乐，那么他必然要从事呢 Krishna Bhajan， 也就是呢哈，从事对 Krishna 的这个。 这个灵修服务，唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，那么这称为呢 Bhakti Yoga， 奉爱瑜伽。但是在这个世界上，很罕有能够得到呢高等的联谊，让你能够得以聆听，并且呢去获取哈 Diksha 啊启迪以及 Shiksha 训示。 然后呢，我们去从事呢对咕噜的服务 Guru Seva。那么通过对咕噜的服务，我们才得以呢发展我们的奉爱 Bhakti。那么不纯粹的 Bhakti 被称为呢 Sakanda Bhakti， 也就是混杂有其他的世俗欲望。尽管一个人接受了 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽，但是他仍然有世俗的欲望。但是终极的说，世俗欲望并不能给一个人带来快乐。我们终有老死之日，那么当老死之时，如果你记得什么，那么你记得得到这些躯体。比如说男人哈，记得他的妻子，那么他来世呢获得一个女生。如果女人记得她丈夫的话呢，那么来世得一个男生。如果呢一个人啊记得他的狗的话，那么他可能哈将呢投生为狗。所以呢我们哈不要养狗。
Now, in Bhagavatam, it has been told, Gita also, that what he will meditate at the time of death, you will become in form of that thing. Bharat Maharaj, being a high class Vaishnava, he left his wife, sons, daughter, and very big kingdom and went to forest. But there, anyhow, he was in the stage of how asakti then how that. But at the time of death he was remembering a deer and he became deer. His three
life
were in vain. Anyhow, in his third birth, again he became in same stage. How? Shriman Padmanabha Maharaj will speak Bharat Charitra.
那么现在哈，我们就是在博伽瓦坛呢，以及在博伽梵歌呢，都谈到了死亡之时，一个人冥想什么，他必将得到哈这个形体。像布拉塔大君，那么他呢离开了妻儿子女，离开了伟大的王国，去到森林中隐修。那么在那里，他实际上已经呢哈到达了巴哈这个阶段了，也就是在阿萨提之后的这么一个非常高等的哈这个灵修的阶段。但是在死亡之时，他却记起了那只鹿，所以他呢。投胎为鹿，浪费了三世哈，在他第三世的时候呢，才再次哈诞生为人。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev is.
At that time he reached up to Bhavasti. There.
那么 Srila Gurudev 哈指出来了，在他抛弃呢王国哈妻儿子女去灵修之时的话呢哈，并没有达到呢哈 Bhava 这阶段，而是在临终哈灵修修行之后的话呢，他才哈逐渐呢啊进达呢这个 Bhava 这个阶段。
So.
So.Seeing the life of Bharat Maharaj, we should be very careful. And as he told, don't be attached to anyone of this world. Attachment should be given to Gurudev, and Gurudev will give this attachment to Krishna. then you will be free from any attachment. Even don't be attached to your body also. What to tell others? Son, daughter, wife, husband, anyone. Then you can practice bhakti yoga in a real sense. Now, from endless time, we are suffering from so many things, so many problems, endless pain of endless birth and death we are feeling. This is not the first time. But as he told, Bharat told to Rahugan, King, only by good association, high class of Vaishnava association, you can have pure bhakti. And in pure bhakti, name is prominent. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Only Harinam. Valli Harinam and Valli Harinam in this iron age, Kali Yuga. By this, very easily you will have bhakti and then cross endless birth and death, all problems, and have Krishna bhakti. In the life of Ajamil, we hear all these things. Can you tell? Oh.
所以我们看到了刚才讲到的巴拉塔大军的仪式，这一辈内侍的故事。所以我们要灵修的时候要非常小心，就像刚才巴达玛纳帕玛拉举讲到的，不要依附世间的任何人。我们只应该依附Guru，Guru的话会将我们的衣服交给Krishna，以这样的方式免于任何世间的依附，不要依附这个身体，甚至你自己的身体，儿子、女儿、 妻子，丈夫，而要在真正的意义上去修习呢，Krishna，Bhakti Yoga，风爱瑜伽，因为无始以来我们都在受苦，无量的生世，受尽了无量的苦头，这绝非是，就是第一世，我们这样子的生活的，所以呢，也刚才也提到了，只有好的，纯粹的Vaishnava的联谊，我们才能得到呢，纯粹的Bhakti，那么在纯粹的Bhakti之中的话呢， 以圣名Nama为首要的，所以刚才呢，Srila Gurudev引述了这个师节，在卡利年代，如果要获得救赎，只有唱诵圣名，唱诵圣名，唱诵圣名，别无他法，别无他法，别无他法。所以通过这个的话呢，我们将拥有 Bhakti 纯粹的奉爱，穿越呢生死。Okay.
In Bardvash.
Somewhere. I don't know.
Five sacrifice to. He was very high class of character of Brahmin, educated. He has wife, children also. But he went to pick up some wood and then he saw.
那么的话，他当时的话呢，就阿珍米尔出生一个非常高贵的婆罗门家庭，也已经有了妻子了，就是说当时呢，他是为了做祭祀，去林中收集一些呢，拾一些火柴，柴火呢回来。那么在这个时候呢，他看到了这个情景。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vishaya vinivartante nirahara shidehina raso vajram raso piyasya param drishvanivartate. That even though a person may stop the engagement of sense gratification, still the desire for sense gratification may remain in the heart.
那么《薄伽梵歌》里面有个师姐提到了，一个人虽然外在的终止了一些感官活动， 但是内心中哦想享受这种欲望呢，依然呢哈还有的。
So though Ajamiya was practicing very strictly, due to this bad association, some latent desire in his heart to enjoy in this way also started to come up in his own heart.
所以尽管呢哈阿加米尔的话呢哈强力的哈就极力的哈控制了自己的感官了，但是呢也因为呢哈他内心中哈这些欲望啊，也因为这种不良的涟漪啊，而被呢焕发起来哈这种沉醉的这种想享受的欲望，所以呢哈他有后面的转变。
Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives an important instruction. Asat Sangha Tyag E Vaishnava Char. One of the first duties of a devotee is to avoid bad association.
所以呢 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢在呢教导里面也提到了哈，作为奉献者哈首要的一个呢一个任务呢哈就是呢放弃哈不良的涟漪。
And associate with devotees.
然后呢与呢哈奉献者联谊。
So Ajamiya came back to his home.And trying to practice his brahminical duties, trying to control his mind, still he had some difficulties, so he was meditating on that lady, on that prostitute. And we know that by contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops an attachment for them and lust comes. So he did not control his mind properly, and gradually he called that lady to become a servant in his own house.
So the object...
He left his wife, children and everything, father, mother, and he himself went there with the lady.
In Bhagavatam it says he called the lady in the house. In house, I have not read. You have read perhaps English. We have read Sanskrit. So you should know that this is the fact. How he can bring that lady with his father, mother, son, daughter, wife, how he can? And where there were so many Brahmin family, how he can bear?
Like a maid servant.
Acha, go on. I will see.
那么当时的话呢阿加米尔哈回去之后的话呢，他尽管还在履行哈外在的还在履行作为哈婆罗门的这些职责，但是呢实际上哈心意呢控制不了哈，老是在冥想呢那个妓女哈。那么就像讲到的哈，如果你心思感官对象的话呢哈，色欲呢就会展示了，所以这时候呢他就控制不了自己了哈。学了姑娘提到了哈，他就跑到了放弃了自己的哈妻儿子女哈家庭啊，跑到了跟那个妓女哈去住在一起。
So due to the association of that prostitute now taking her as his wife, he begat many children, actually 10 children, and he lived for so many years together with her, engaging in all kinds of illicit sexual activity, drinking. He had fallen down from his brahminical position into just like a low-born sudra.
所以的话呢，他实际上呢，将这个妓女已经当作自己的妻子来看待了，跟他生育了、养育了10个儿子，并且呢，就放纵自己的行为了，就沉溺于这种非法的性生活，饮酒啊、酗酒等等，最后变成了实际上呢从婆罗门这个位置上完全堕落，成为一个呢低贱的这个宿陀贱民。
He had one son which was his youngest son and he loved him very much. His name was Narayana.
那么呢他有最后呢养育了一个最小的儿子，名字呢叫 Narayana。
So because of so much affection for his son, when he called his son for prasadam, he said, Narayana, come, take your meal. Narayana, come with me, we're going out. Narayana, here, do this, do that. So he was constantly chanting the name of his son, which was also simultaneously the transcendental holy name of the Lord.
所以呢因为呢非常的疼爱依恋这个儿子，所以他呢总是呼唤他吃饭的时候呢Narayana 过来吃 prasadam 了，跟他或者是跟他一起出去跟他一起玩等等。那么尽管呢他讲的是自己儿子的名字，但是凑巧呢这个名字呢也是至尊主 Narayana 的名字。
At a very old age of 88 he became old and death was coming to him. It was his time to die. So at that point theYamadutas, the servants of Yamaraj, who punish sinful people in this world, came to him and started to rip out from his heart, his subtle body and his soul.
那么呢，当他死亡之时哈，就是说，就88岁的时候，年纪很大哈，即将呢就是说死的时候，那么阎罗王哈，这个鬼族呢，亚玛都坦哈就来了，那么就把他的这个精微的躯体和灵魂呢，想抽出哈他的心脏。
They're very fearsome, very ugly. They have long hair. They have big, sharp teeth, and they're very fearful. So when persons who are sinful in this life approach death, they have an opportunity to see these personalities coming to take them to the court of Yamaraj, where they'll be judged and then sent to various hellish planets to prepare for their next life.
那么呢，这些哈亚玛都塔的话呢，面目狰狞哈，长着獠牙哈，这个牙齿很长的，所以呢，任何一个呢哈，就是说呢，罪行哈罪孽深重的人呢，那么在死亡之时呢哈，有机会呢见到呢哈阎罗王这个鬼族了鬼差，他将被拖到哈这个阎罗王的这个哈。法庭上的话宣判他们下世到哪个地方去承受他们这个罪业。
But by Ajamil's good fortune, at that time, thinking of what was most important to him, his dear son, his youngest son, he called out, Narayan, Narayan, thinking of his son.
那么呢，在玛加密尔因为他的幸运的，那么在那个死亡之时呢他记起了自己的儿子，然后呢在呼唤的他的名字 ，Narayan, Narayan。
So people in this world, at the time of death, they generally think of what we do our entire life. And those activities, relationships, attachments, affections that we have that are most important to us, those pictures and those thoughts, they come into our mind at the time of death.
所以一般普通的人的话呢，他们这辈子里面所经历的东西，所做的活动，所呢拥有的关系啊等等这些东西的话呢，在他死亡时候这记忆的话都会一一到来，他只记得这些东西。
Vedic culture is so nice that in Indian families, the parents, they name their children names of God, names of Krishna, names of Narayan. So this was the custom. And also Gurudev now has given, through initiation, many of you new names, which are spiritual names, names of Krishna, names of Radharani, names of Krishna's associates.
那么印度有个很好的传统哈，一般的哈孩子呢起名字呢都是神的名字哈，或是呢哈像主拿拉扬哈等等这些名字。那么现在我们也一样的哈，在修行之后的话呢，修了部队呢也授予呢门徒哈这些不同的名字，很多名字呢都是 Krishna 啊 Radharani 等等这些灵性同游的名字。
So just by saying one's own name or someone else calling us by our spiritual name, then there's so much benefit to that spiritual benefit.
所以呢，当我们说自己的名字或是别人称叫我们的名字的时候呢，都有很多灵性的这些益处。
So at this time, even though the Yamadutas came to punish Ajamil, because he called the name of the Lord Narayan, Narayan or Vishnu's own servants came, the Vishnu Dutas, and they appeared there in a very wonderful glowing form.
所以呢，出于恐惧才呼唤呢这个 Narayan 这个名字。所以呢，主拿拉扬的这个使者的话呢 ，Vishnu Dutta 的话就来了，好嘞。
Narayana. So four letters became four parts Vishnu Dutta, and they came. And also Narayana, they were all four-handed.
那么呢？这个 Narayana 这个词的话呢有四个音节所以呢有四个 Vishnu Dutta 来，那么他们也是四臂的形体的。
Krishna Ram also Ram 200
那么
Nrisingha so many, so he is thousand of them.
Krishna 的话呢就他们就补充了一下 Krishna 这有两个音节，所以呢他有双臂的形象，像主 Rama 也是也是双臂形象，但是 Nishinga Dev 呢有呢竖的手臂。
Chinese Yamaraj has the same name.
阎罗王，阎罗王I see
Yamaraja, right?
Yeah.
Same name.
Sounds like.
Oh.
So the Yamaraj Dutas, they were stopped by the Vishnu Dutas. Ishvajuta said, stop. You should not take this living being. And the Yamadutas, they said, this person is very sinful. His life, he's committed so many sins. How can you stop us?
那么呢，这个Vishnu Dutta就天使的话呢，就阻止了这个鬼族啊，就说你不能够带走他们。但是呢，Yamadutta就说了，他说呢，这个人罪孽深重，一定要带走他的。
So the Vishnu Dutas then they began to explain that even though Ajamil had committed so many sinful activities, because he had called on the name of the Lord at the time of death, and because so many times during his life he had also called on the name of the Lord, his sinful activities had been minimized and actually completely wiped out because his chanting was free from offense.
那么天使呢，Vishnu Dutta就解释了，因为呢，尽管他从事了很多罪恶的活动，但是呢，他死亡之时称呼神的名字，并且呢，在日常的时候呢，也经常称呼神的名字，而且这种名字呢，是没有冒犯的，所以呢，不仅可以削减他的罪孽，直到最低的程度，甚至可以呢，完全就是说呢，擦除他这些的罪行。He
was committing sinful activities, but he was also chanting the holy name of the Lord unconsciously or unknowingly, only calling his son. So if a devotee commits sinful activities, but then chants the holy name of the Lord to atone for those activities, to try to free himself or herself from the sins of that activity, that is namaparad, and that will not do. So in this case, Ajamil did not commit this namaparad, but he chanted namabas because he was just innocently chanting the name of Narayan.
所以的话呢，尽管就是说呢，阿弥阿弥陀佛一方面犯罪另一方面又唱诵圣名，但是呢，他唱诵圣名是在不知情的情况下唱诵的，并没有冒犯，所以的话呢，他的唱诵呢，并不类似于呢我们一些奉献者，我们唱诵圣名，但是一方面我们又去犯罪，然后呢。 希望唱诵圣名能够抵消这种罪行，那么这属于Namaparad对圣名的冒犯。那么实际上阿珍没有唱诵的是Namabas圣名的影子这种状态。There
are three stages of chanting, Namaparad, Namabas, and Sudanam.
那么我们知道唱诵圣名有三个阶段，有三种的类型， 一个是Namaparad 冒犯性的圣名， Namabas 圣名的影子， 还有呢Sudanam纯粹圣名。
Namaparad means there are 10 offenses against chanting. One is chanting the holy name, but he does not think the name is Krishna, or he thinks it's a very pious activity, or he's committing offense to Vaishnavas, or not following Gurudev, or considering the name of Krishna to be equal to the name of the demigods, etc.
那么呢，唱诵圣名有十项的冒犯，大家可以回顾一下，包括你唱诵圣名的时候，认为唱诵圣名是一个吉祥的活动，或者是认为圣名的话呢。 主的圣名跟像傍神人，是一样的，傍神名字是一样的，或是批评Vaishnava不遵守灵性导师训示，将灵性导师看作普通的凡人等等，这些都属于唱诵圣名的冒犯。And
in the Namabas stage, the second stage called the clearing stage, the offenseless stage, but not the pure stage, there are many different levels or categories. It may mean that one just jokingly chants or inadvertently chants, or in a angry way chants, or a devotee who is practicing Krishna consciousness, trying his best to follow and avoiding the offenses, but is not so developed in bhakti. And all these categories may be considered the second stage of Namabas.
那么Namabas这个第二阶段的话呢，属于清洁的阶段，就是说属于没有冒犯的唱诵名，但是呢还不属于纯粹圣名，包括有时候开玩笑的时候唱诵圣名啊。 还有以及奉献者在修习的过程中避开冒犯，但是依然还没有唱诵纯粹圣名等等，这里面层次相当之多的。All
chanting awards so much benefit. Namaparad also awards material benefit. Namabas awards liberation. And the pure chanting of the holy name awards pure devotional service, loving devotional service to Krishna.
那么冒犯性的圣名可以赐予我们呢 物质性的得意，财富等等这物质性的东西，那么阿巴斯，那就可以给我们解脱的。那么苏达纳纯粹圣名呢，可以给我们对Krishna纯粹的爱。
So the Vishnu Dutas has defeated the Yama Dutas, and they had to leave. And the Vishnu Dutas then, they disappeared. And Ajamyu, he got his life back. He should have died due to karma, but because of chanting, his karma was eradicated. All his sinful activities were eradicated, and by the mercy of Narayan, he got a second chance to live this life and practice bhakti.
那么天使的话呢, Vishnu Dutta 击败了这些鬼族了, Yamaduta, 所以的 Ajamir的话呢, 尽管因为业报, karma的缘故的话呢, 他就是应该受限已尽的了。 但是呢,因为他唱诵主的圣名,所以呢,他的这个karma业报呢,得到了修正,他呢,获得了呢,就延长这个受限后,他继续呢,从事灵修。
Ajamya wanted to say something to the Vishnu Dutas, but immediately they disappeared, because sometimes the devotee is put into separation to increase the intensity of desire in separation. So this is what happened here.
那么当时呢,阿杰米尔呢,还想向这些Vishnu Dutta说一些话,当时呢,他们立即消失了。所以有时候呢...
Again, what we told?
When Ajamya wanted to speak to the Vishnu Dutas and say something, but they disappeared from his sight.
Why?
Because they wanted to increase his desire in separation, plus he had not developed his pure bhakti. Only his, he had become liberated from his sins.
Not so much sukriti to judge the devotee. But at all? Enough sukriti chilo na, yodha sa kuna paaya, that reason, he was not, he has done only namabhas, but not shuddhane. A person cannot touch any parikara of Krishna or Vaikuntha until he is totally pure. So at that time, he has not chanted pure name.
Only to show the glory of name, they appeared in front of him.
Only. So he could not touch, but in the end, when he went to Haridwar, and began to remember Shuddha name by the grace of 400 Vishnu Dutta. Then he became totally purified. And then same Vishnu Dutta came and they told that you should come in airplane. We will take you to bed. Then he questioned, why at that time you
not allowed to touch your feet. Now you're inviting me to
come with you. Then he, they told, now you are quite pure, you have love, prem, and now you can be with us, and you will be also parikar of Vaikunthanath.
那么这里面有一个问题的，就是说呢，为什么阿杰米尔当时呢这些天使呢立即消失了，他没有机会呢得以呢触碰他们或施以他们对话。那须拉古鲁殿呢就提到了，因为呢阿杰米尔念诵的是呢南无阿巴圣名的影子，而不是呢苏达那姆纯粹的圣名。所以呢，任何人呢，如果他没有呢，就说任何人如果他不是呢纯洁的，他是不能够触碰主或主的同流的，所以他必须要就唱诵呢。
纯粹圣名才行的，所以当时的话呢，阿姜也听不懂。唱5 minutes.
Jai Harina Mahamantra Ki Jai.
That if any man, any person is married but no son and daughter, they become very sad, worried. They try anyhow, a son must be. But we should know, son cannot give eternal happiness. He may himself die at any time. So only Krishna Bhakti will give him pleasure, transcendental pleasure. And one thing more, we should try to be very careful from Vaishnava aparadha. If anyone is high class of Vaishnava, even there is chance to be any Vaishnava aparadha. And by that Vaishnava aparadha, he comes down. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadev Goswami has told Parikshit Maharaj the story of life of Chitraketu Maharaj. Sriman Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj will speak about this.
Now, 我们也看到了哈, 任何人的话呢, 如果他结婚了, 无儿无女的话, 他们会很伤心, 他们总是尝试的哈, 一定要生个儿子, 但是我们要知道, 儿子呢, 是不能够带来永远永恒的快乐的, 因为他也有哈, 就是死亡的那一日, 只有Krishna Bhakti 才能给我们带来超人的快乐。 所以还有一件事情就是说呢哈, 在休息的过程中, 一定要小心的, Vaishnava Aparadha, 如果有一位高阶奉献者在场的话, 那么就有会有那哈冒犯的这个哈危险存在，那么这种冒犯呢会导致我们的堕落，所以在苏卡列国双米在对应的帕利斯塔君的讲经之中呢也提到了一个例子，那就是契切开图哈这个故事。
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे First of all, I offer my humble obeisances on the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Paribrajaka Acharya Varja, Ashtotara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
首先我向我的灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Maharaj 的莲花圣主自己虔诚的顶拜。 同样我也向呢 Om Vishnu Pad Parvachakachaya Astota Shishima Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主呢 自己虔诚的顶拜
I pay my obeisances the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire Nittalila Prashtam Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and Nittalila Prashtam Vishnu Pad Srila Bhaktan Sami Maharaj and all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to encourage me to speak some Harikatha headed by Tridhan Nisannasis.
那么呢,我也向呢, 我的师公, Nitalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astota Shishi Bhakti Pragyana Kesho Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主顶拜, 以及向哦, 圣, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj 的莲花主顶拜, 向在座的, 哦, Vaishnava Vaishnavi, 以及, 哦, Sanyasi呢, 哦, 鼓舞我呢, 讲这堂经的, 哦, 人的顶拜。
Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss something about life history and teachings of Chitraketu Maharaj.
那么Chitraketu
Maharaj, in ancient time in India, he was the king of entire India. Not only that, he is king of emperor of whole world.
那么Chitraketu王在远古的印度的话呢，不仅是印度之王了，也是当时呢。 整个宇宙之王, 世界之王。
In ancient India, everybody used to do bhajan. So, in bhajan, there are so many stages. And Chitraketu Maharaj gradually, he developed his devotion and life.
Give up. develop devotional life。那么呢，在啊灵修之中呢，有不同的阶段的哈，其实K2的话呢，国王的话呢，经历的哈，就是说不同的阶段后呢，逐渐哈进步。
But he has no children at all.
那么当时呢，他没有养育任何儿子，没有生育。
So he was thinking, when I will die, who will do my ritual ceremony?
他就想着，我死后呢，谁给我呢，做这些？Who
will be successor also?
谁会作为我的继任者呢？谁会给我做这些后来的这些仪式呢？
And who will be successor of my kingdom?
谁将成为我王国的继任者呢？
If there is no king in kingdom, then so much chaos will be in the kingdom, so many decoys and other things. So king must be dead. Who will be my successor?
所以呢，他说呢，如果一个国没有王的话呢，那么就会有很多混乱，也会有很多盗贼，就是说呢，兴起啊。所以这样子的话呢，一个王国必然要有一个王。
In ancient India, the kings and all others, they used to respect saintly person. The saintly person used to come in the royal family of Chittagatamaya and others. Every time they used to come. So one day, Angida Rishi visit to his royal palace, and Angida Rishi give him seat, feet bath, and did arati, and did very nice respect. Chittagata Maharaj did everything for Angida Rishi.
那么当时在印度的话呢，他们非常尊重圣人这个传统的。那么圣人也经常拜访了这些王家贵族。 所以有一日的话呢，安吉拉利什呢就拜访了七车盖图王，所以七车盖图呢以这个呢同样的礼节的话呢来款待这个圣人给他呢沐足包括呢端茶送水等等的这些呢礼节。When
saintly person is to go anybody's house, they always ask him, how are you, what you are doing, your devotional service is going on nicely or not? Like Gurudev, where are you? Disciple or devotee made, Gurudev gave some Harikatha, because this is our Guru Parampara, line of our Guru Parampara. In the same way, Chittagata Maharaj, when he gives some nice treatment to him, then Angira Rishi asks, O King, you are happy in this world, everything is going on nicely, your military under your control, all subjects are happy. He asks one after another question.
那么呢，一般圣人来到呢，一个人家中会询问的等等这些问题。那么像Srila Gurudev呢，所到之处呢，都会讲经。当然，这是我们这条使徒传系的这个传统。所以呢，Chitra Ketu王呢，非常好的款待了这个呢Angira Rishi。所以呢，这个圣者的话呢，就询问他说你过得快乐吗？你的臣民怎么样？一个问题的接着问他。
Which you are asking, everything okay, but some defect are there. What is that? I have no son at all. So who will be my successor after me, and who will do my ritual ceremony?
当时呢，这个七车盖图王呢就说了，你所问的都很好，但是呢，只有一个呢，就是缺陷呢，就是说呢，我没有儿子，谁会成为我国王的继任者？谁会呢给我做那些仪式呢？
If somebody did some good activities, he will go heavenly planet. If not, will go to hellish planet. According to Vedic tradition, Punnamo Naraka Trayate Yo Sa Putra, there are so many sections of hellish planet. By ritual ceremony, who can deliver from the hellish planet of Put, he called Putra. But Chittagata told, I have no Putra at all.
那么呢，就是说呢，在远古印度的话呢，他们呢这个理论呢，就是说呢。 你做好事做前程活动呢，就能上天堂做了不好的事要下地狱的。所以他说了像地狱里面那些人的话呢，都急着他后代给他做这各种仪式，各种的祭礼的话呢，而已提升。但是呢，谁是我的儿子呢？
Angira Rishi told, there is no son in your destiny. But Chittagata Maharaj told, oh, you are like almighty, like God. You are very near and dear to God, kith and kith to God. So please give me one son. I beg to you, nothing else.
那么当时 Angira Rishi 呢，就对 Chittagata 王说了，他说呢，你命中是无子的，那么但是呢 ，Chittagata 王就一再的恳求说你是呢，就是说呢，是我的祝福者，请你赐我一个儿子。
Angira Rishi told, by son, no one will be happy in this world. Don't be so much hunger for your son.
那么安格利的历史就说了, 有儿子的也未必快乐, 所以不要渴求
Better you can do bhajan, your life will be successful. Son will not give you permanent happiness.
他说最好能够做八掌灵修啊, 这样才能给你的快乐, 儿子是不能够给你永恒的快乐的。
But Chitrandama insisting again and again, no, please give me one son, I need only one son, nothing else.
那么祈求给主一再的恳求圣人说的请给我赐我一个儿子我就要一个儿子就行。
When insisting and begging again and again, Onge said, okay, you'll be one son, but he'll give you happiness and sorrows both.
那么呢安吉利利希在这个国王的一再的恳求下就答应了他说我将赐你一个儿子那么这个儿子将给你带来痛苦和快乐两者。
King thought, okay, because when he'll take birth in our family, then he'll give happiness. Maybe when he grow enough, then he'll not care for me, not obey me, he'll be disobedient to me. So no problem.
所以呢，契丘开头王就想了，就说呢，儿子呢，诞生在一个家里面，会给家庭带来快乐。那他长大之后，如果不听从我，违背我，不照顾我，不在乎我的话呢，可能会给我，就带来痛苦。但是呢，我不在意这些东西。
So, Angiraji gave one fruit to king and told to whom he will give a queen, she will be pregnant and yield a child.
那么呢，安吉利希呢，就将一个水果呢，就给递给了这个国王，说呢，你给那个妃子，谁吃了的话呢，谁就能怀孕。
So, King Chitraketu gave this fruit to his first queen, Kritaduti, and she became pregnant, and in time, when his baby became matured, and yield a very beautiful handsome son.
那么呢，那个七彩开头王将这个水果的话呢，给他的第一个就这个妃子了。那么这个妃子呢就是说呢怀孕了，然后呢生了一个非常漂亮的儿子。
Like from new moon to full moon, moon is increasing day by day and look much more attractive and beautiful. In the same way, sun is growing day by day, very healthy and very nicely.
那么就像新月到满月，那么这个月相变化一样，那么这个儿子出生之后呢？ 日益成长，然后呢，就是说非常的好，就是出色。
King forgot completely and neglect his royal duty and always attached with his Kritaduti queen and he neglect completely other queens who was in his royal family.
那么当时的这个国王的话呢，也忽略他作为王室的职责了，非常宠爱呢这个给他养育的儿子这个妃子，忽略了其他的妃子。
Always been kissing the baby, always with that queen. Other queen thought, oh, as before, king had equal behavior with us along with Kritaduti. Nowadays, he not caring for us like a male servant and also. Okay, the son is the root of all evil.
那么其他王妃呢就心怀气愤的说之前的话呢国王对我们和这个 Kritaduti 的是一样的现在的话呢他有了个儿子的却呢就把我们当做女仆还不如了所以呢他说这个儿子呢就是问题的根源了。
If there is no bamboo, there is no chance of fruit, because fruit made of bamboo. So in same way, if there is no son, there is no cause of negligence for us. So some or other have removed this son from this world, then they made a conspiracy.
所以这些王妃就说了没有主子的话就没有嫡子，做不了嫡子。所以的话没有这个儿子的话也不会有我们这种被忽略、受漠视的这种状态促进。 所以他说一定要把这个儿子铲除了，这个王子铲除了，所以他们就密谋。
Then they commonly bribe that babysitter, the maid servant, quite a lot, and ask her to mix some strong poison with his drinking milk, and she did so.
那么这些王妃贿赂了抚养这个小王子的保姆。 所以在这个保姆给他的食物里面掺杂了很多毒下来给毒给孩子。
When that boy drink that milk, and after that, she put her on a swing, and boy was sleeping.
那么这个小王子的话吃了这个混有毒药的牛奶之后就被放到秋千摇床上睡着了。
So boy used to sleep and woke up every day. And now he sleep forever. He never woke up anymore.
那么小孩子一般早上会醒过来的，但是这个孩子一睡不醒。
It became quite late. Kritaduti went to that boy. Why boy is not weeping? Why not working? Why making so late?
那么 Jitaketu 王呢就去到儿子那里哈，就说呢，为什么孩子还没起床哈？为什么这么晚还没有起身？
Then she asked her babysitter, the maid servant, "Oh, go and bring my son. Why is he sleeping so much? I want to feed my breast milk and I have to feed him. Bring him immediate from swing."
那么当时呢，他就询问了哈，他说为什么我的儿子就让孩子还在睡觉，还没有起来哈，赶快叫他过来哈，要喂他呢这个奶喝的。
When maid servant went there, she knows everything. But seeing the baby, began to weep so bitterly, lamenting so bitterly, "Alas, alas, son has died, son has died."
那么这个女仆大人也知道了事情的这个结果了，但是她还假装在那里哭，哎呀，不好了，孩子死了。
As soon as the Prisadutti queen came and seeing this baby, he began to lament so much and faint there.
那么呢，就是Chitakwita的这个王王妃来到这现场的话，发现自己儿子死了后，在那里就是失声痛哭。
Immediate news went to royal palace, and king came somehow that helping the, keeping his hand on the shoulder of Brahmins and minister, and came back same place where son was deathbed.
那么这个国王也在婆罗门这个搀扶之下的话，来到了这个现场，就他的儿子已经去死掉了。
All are weeping so bitterly, but the other queens who made conspiracy and mixed the poison with milk, they are weeping more bitterly and lamenting more bitterly than Kritadutti, his own mother, mother of the boy.
所有人都哭得呼天抢地的，都很伤心。 实际上那些下毒的王妃，他们哭得比他的母亲还要伤心。
When all are weeping bitterly, no one there to console them. In the meantime, same Angira Rishi came there along with Narada Rishi.
那么所有人都哭得很厉害，没有人能够安慰他们。 所以这个时候的话，Angira Rishi就来到了。
When Angira Rishi and Narada Rishi came, and then what is the cause of lamenting? Then king told the son expired.
那么当时Angira Rishi and Narada到现场的时候就问他们，说什么让你们这么伤心？ 那么国王就说，儿子走了，去世了。
Then Angira Rishi keep his hand on the chest of the boy. Oh, get up, get up.
那么呢？ Angira Rishi 将手放在这个孩子的胸前，说：“你起来吧，起身吧。”
Then boy come in sense again and told, "Oh, your parents are weeping so bitterly, lamenting for you. Why are you not talking?"
那么这个儿子就是说这个孩子的话就起来恢复了知觉。那些人就，那么 Angira Rishi 就说了，他说你的父母哭得这么伤心，为什么不跟他们说话？
Then boy told, "Who is my mother? Who is my father? As before, I became their parents. I became father and mother. Which father of which birth? I don't know them at all."
那么这个孩子就说了，谁是我的父亲呢？谁是我的母亲呢？在前世我也有父亲也有母亲，那么有这么多父母亲。
Where I am now at present, I am more happy than here. Please let me go there.
他说，我现在所处的处境的话，远比这个位置要快乐，让我走吧。
Then Angira Rishi told to king and queen, "Do you like to your son be here? He is telling he does not know you, he never recognized you." Then Angira Rishi told, "Okay, if he is happy there and could not recognize us, don't like to be with us, where is let him go there?"
那么Angira Rishi就问这个Chitaketu王说，你的孩子想到别的地方去，那比更快乐，不想留下来跟你们， 也认不得你们。所以Chitaketu就说，既然他在那里更快乐，那就让他走吧。
Now Chitaketu Maharaj understood and realized why Angira Rishi told him as before, the son will be cause of happiness and distress. Now he understood.
那么Chitaketu现在就明白了，为什么当时圣人给他儿子的时候就说了，这个儿子将给你带来快乐，也将给你带来痛苦。
Angira Rishi told to king, "Whoever taken birth in this world, one day must have to give up this world, and none can go with him. He came alone, have to go alone."
那么Angira Rishi也说到了，就是说任何人来到这个世界上的话呢， 终有一日要走的，那么他走的时候也是单独一个人，来的时候也是单独一个人。Son
never give us eternal tranquility, peace of mind, and could not give permanent happiness.
那么儿子并不能给你带来永恒的这种平和和快乐。I
don't want to go details, you know about Bhagavatam, how Dhundukari make chaos for his parents. Dhundukari in Bhagavat Mahatma, he makes so much chaos. I'm not going to details to discuss. He was son and I make so much chaos for his family.
Dhundukari, 这个故事，那么可能不想讲那么多了，那个故事。
So, if you do bhajan, then your life will be successful.
如果你灵修做巴掌的话呢，你们生命是成功的。
Then king and queen Kritaduti both took initiation from Angirarishi because Angirarishi told them, like in Srimad Bhagavad Gita mentioned second chapter, the soul never die and none can cut the soul, none can fire, burn the soul, and soul never take birth and death, only the body change. So when he told all these things, Chitragata Maharaj and Kritaduti took initiation from Angirarishi.
那么这个王妃和国王最后呢就皈依了这个呢圣人Angirarishi，Naradrishi，就是这个圣人。Mantra of Sankarsan。Yeah。And Naradrishi，sorry，not Angirarishi，they initiated by Naradrishi，and he gave the mantra of Sankarsan。那么他给予他的这个曼陀罗是Sankarsan这个曼陀罗，并且教导他们灵魂是不死的，火不能烧，水不能清，也不能被。
Seeing this, the other queens, they all came to Naradrishi and they told, we are the cause of death of this boy, we mixed poison, oh, now we understood what blundered mistake we did, please excuse us, they asked apology to Naradrishi and Angirarishi.
那么其他的王妃看到这种情景的话，就向这个圣者Naradrishi就 讲述了，他说是我们导致了这个孩子的死亡，因为我们在他的食物里面下毒投毒了，所以他请求这个圣人的宽恕和原谅。Please
accept us as your disciple and give us mantra to will do bhajan also.
他说请接受我，请原谅宽恕我们，并且接受我们为门徒，授予我们曼陀罗，我们也想修行。Then
Naradrishi gave mantra to all queens and they did bhajan also.
所以的话呢，Narada也将这个曼陀罗传授给所有其他的王妃。 然后呢，他们也开始走上了这个修行之路。
Doing bhajan, Chitragata Maharaj, after his perfection, became the friend of Lord Shiva.
那么呢，因为灵修发展的这个力量了，这个 Chitragata的话呢，最后成为了希瓦神的这个朋友。
He
was liberated and became Parikara of Vaikunthanath
and became friend of Lord Shiva. So teachings in this history that we should not hankering for children. Children will not give us peace and tranquility of mind and not permanent happiness. If we do bhajan, then our soul will be happy and then we'll get permanent happiness in this world and going transcendental world. So no.
Because Chitraketu Maharaj was meditating the mantra of Sankarsan. And also Sankarsan is guru of
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. So they are like
God
guru,
God brother.
Gandharva, but in this stage.
因为他接受的是桑卡山的曼陀罗，所以桑卡山也是西瓦神的咕噜，所以实际上他跟西瓦神的关系也是神兄弟的关系。Because
if you have so many children and others, then your energy will go here and there, and your mind will be distributed here and there, then you will not able to do one-pointed bhajan. So which have heard from Srila Gurudev, we have to keep our attachment, the lotus feet of Gurudev, and Gurudev will transfer into lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So one day after our perfection, we'll go to Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna's abode and serve there, then we'll be happy forever and not to come back again in this world, endless cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna.
那么在七车K土这个故事里面，我们知道了，不要过度的依恋儿子，那么儿子不能给我们带来快乐和平和的，所以的话呢，我们 要放弃这种依附的话呢，将这种依附转交给Gurudev，Gurudev会将这种依附传递给Mahaprabhu和Radha Krishna。
Tomorrow we will continue Chitraketu Maharaj's
long history, how we became Vritrasur, how we became demon, how we pray to God, so many things, very nice teachings after that. Gurudev order to me stop here. So I am following Gurudev's order and tomorrow we will continue again. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kalpata Rupasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavane Bhu Vishnu.
明天九点钟火计大家一定到场，尤其是二次启迪哈，一次启迪的，届时到九点钟哈要。
And another quick announcement: there are so many qualified speakers here, and only 2 days left to our festival.